It's Thursday, January 24th. I'm Kelly Burley, and this is Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And Burns, we begin today with a tip of the hat to some new OSU scholars.
That's right. The U.S. Department of Education has a grant for the McNair program. It will allow 25 of our undergraduate students as OSU's first McNair scholars. The program provides research opportunities and faculty mentoring and first-generation and underrepresented students. These 25 students will receive the scholarship each year for 5 years. The purpose of the scholarship is to assist students who are not traditionally represented in education programs and builds confidence and the scholars achieve success. So I congratulate the 25 scholars, and thanks to the McNair program.
Burns, let's turn to the OSU veterinary program and all it does to make the lives of animals better.
Yeah, it does. It really does. It's a lot of amazing work, and there are many details of heartwarming stories. The Center for Veterinary Health Sciences trains first-class veterinarians that perform really cutting-edge research. It serves as the region through the Outstanding Medical Hospital, which treats unique cases involving animals of all sizes and shapes, from tiny birds to elephants. But a recent case really warmed my heart. It's involved Milo, who's a five-week-old hound puppy who was born with his front paws upside down. The problem was that his elbows were turned around. So longtime OSU surgeon Dr. Eric Clary said it was only the third such case he had ever seen. Milo had a congenital dislocation of both elbows, as I said, and was unable to walk. He kind of crawled army style. Dr. Clary and his team performed the long, complicated surgery earlier this month to correct the problem. Milo is now on the mend, has a big cast, and he'll be running in no time. It's another example of the special skills and loving care provided by OSU veterinarians, which is really recognized around the world. In fact, this story actually appeared in the Daily Mail in London.
And finally, Burns, we all just survived the holiday eating season, but it's time once again to start talking about food trends for 2019.
That's right. Our OSU Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center tracks the latest food trends to help businesses figure out new growth areas for their business. And topping the list of hot trends is regional flavors, which makes perfect sense. The United States is a melting pot, bringing together flavors from nations from around the globe, and consumers will see a growing number of their favorite products influenced by local, regional, and global tastes. Another trend is stomach-healthy options. Studies show that a healthy stomach, is no surprise, is the key to overall wellness, and customers are seeking foods that support self-care and healthy immune systems. There's some other trends coming, products that are made with food waste, actually. Insects as a protein substitute. Look for cricket powder for your breads and pastries. And super powders from herbs and roots for smoothies, soups, baked goods, and more. So whatever the trend, OSU is following it and encourages everyone to eat healthy in 2019.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.